which what they're praying against. Or people may just sit and talk about you. Christians criticize one another, talk about one another, run one another down. That generates a negative power that's released against the people you talk about. I'm not going to go into this in detail, but I could spend an hour on it. Understand? It's very important to know where your problems are coming from. Sometimes they're coming from people quite close to you. There have been men who have been sick for years because their wife had a death wish for them. Understand? There's a lot of things in the human soul that we don't fully understand. It's got a lot of power for good or evil. If it's under the control of the Holy Spirit, it will be for good. But if it's under other forces, it can be just as powerful for evil. And finally, in this section, another source of these problems is what I call unscriptural covenants. In Exodus 23, verse 32, God warned Israel about the nations whose land they were about to enter. They were all wicked, idolatrous nations. And God said to Israel, "You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods." You see, if you make a covenant, which is a very solemn agreement, with evil people, who are under the power of evil forces, you come under the power of those evil forces. Now, there are particularly true of secret societies. In America, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan. And worldwide, the Freemasons. Just have to tell you that that is a sure road to disaster for your descendants. I can't estimate the number of crippled, retarded, unhappy children whose problems go back to a parent in the Freemasons. You can do what you like about it, but I'm telling you the consequences are ordered by God, and you can't change them. You are not free to make a covenant with people on the basis of anything but the covenant that's made in the blood of Jesus. That's a very powerful, binding covenant. But evil covenants are also powerful and binding. Now, let's look briefly at the forms that blessings and curses take. If you want to study this in detail, there's one chapter that's devoted solely to it. It's chapter 28 of the book of Deuteronomy. It's got 68 verses. The first 14 verses deal with blessings, and the remaining 54 verses deal with curses. And when you've read that list of curses, I think you should want something else. And the source of both blessings and curses is clearly stated, and I'll read them both. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. "Now it shall come to pass, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God." What is the basic cause of blessings? It's listening diligently to the voice of God and doing what he says. That's why God blessed Abraham. He said, "Because you have obeyed my voice." And then it says, all these blessings will come upon you. Really, you don't need to chase the blessings. What you need to do is meet the conditions. God will take care of the blessings. And then, in verse 15 and onwards, we come to the curses. "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." What's the cause of the curses? Not listening to the voice of the Lord and not doing what he says. It's very, very simple, basically. Now, If you want to, you can read through that whole list of blessings and curses for yourself. Excuse me. But I will give you my very brief summary. And you check for yourselves. Don't just take it because I said. Here's my summary of the blessings. Exaltation, being lifted up. Health, reproductiveness, reproducing in every area of your life. Your family, your farm, your animals, everything. Prosperity, victory, and God's favor. I'll read that once more. Exaltation, health, reproductiveness, prosperity, victory, and God's favor. One of the simple statements of blessing is, you'll be above only and not beneath. You'll be the head and not the tail. And I sat down and worked that out once, and I thought, what does it mean to be the head and not the tail? And it's like this, the head makes the decisions, the tail gets dragged around. See? So which end are you, the head or the tail? Are you making the decisions? Are you taking the initiative? Are you determining the way things happen? Or are you at the mercy of circumstances, under financial pressure, health pressure, family pressure, being just dragged around? If you're the tail, it's a curse. If you're the head, it's a blessing. Now let's look at the summary of the curses. And as I said, this is 54 verses, so the summary is brief. First of all, humiliation. Second, failure to reproduce in any area of your life. Barrenness is a curse, without any qualification. Mental and physical sickness, family breakdown, divorce, alienation of children, and so on, poverty, which is a curse, not a blessing. If you think poverty is a blessing, why do you work so hard to get rid of it? And if you think sickness is a blessing, why do you go to the doctor to get rid of it? Why involve that poor doctor in fighting against God and removing the blessing from your life? Defeat, oppression, failure, and God's disfavor. I'll give it to you once more. Humiliation, failure to reproduce, mental and physical sickness, family breakdown, poverty, defeat, oppression, failure, and God's disfavor. Now, I'll give you my own little list, which is just based on personal experience and observation over the years. I made it independently of that chapter, 28 of Deuteronomy. It's interesting how close they are. I have seven factors in people's lives, which when I discover, lead me to conclude that they're probably under a curse. Number one, mental and emotional breakdown, and especially emotional breakdown. Now, if it just happens once in one life, there could be other causes. But if it is a thing that recurs frequently in a family, you can be sure that family is under a curse. Number two, repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially without clear medical diagnosis. When you go to the doctor and he says it's one thing, you go back 6 months later, he says it's another, or you have a pain and nobody can find out why you have a pain, but you have a pain. And especially again, if these things run in families, I would say almost certainly that family is under a curse. Third, repeated miscarriages and related female problems. And Ruth and I have come to the place, if women come for that kind of prayer, which we pray for very frequently, once we hear the diagnosis, we simply treat it as a curse. We don't even do any investigating. And we have seen scores of people